counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett.
This is Christina Martin.
Hey, this is Joseph Garmisch from the band Soon.
Hi, this is Basa Bulat.
Hey, this is Phil Sharma from the band Heat.
Hey, here's Louis from Solid.
Hey, it's Kieran Adams from Diana, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Countdown is on for another week. Welcome to the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Enman. Brian Cleveland is also in studio, and we do this every week. Countdown, the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Brian, it's always a pleasure to see you.
You as well. Last week of August.
That's true.
Summer, kinda. I was gonna say summer, but it's technically not the end of summer, just for students.
Last week of summer break, yeah, for students. So we're back into the full swing. I'm back to the full swing of work and everything.
And then we're going to take a week off, and then it will be September.
Yeah, and you're going to be on daddy duty still until...
Yeah, I still have another month and a bit off, actually. So
within that month, we'll have to bring Anna back for one more show.
And I live right across from a school, so I'll just be spending most of my days yelling at children.
You're just practicing. Hey, yo, get off my lawn.
Keep it down.
Well, we've got a full countdown lined up for you in this program. And, of course, all of our regular features, including Steven and the Lowdown, plus a couple of interviews to bring you in the program as well. Both landing in our top 10 because that's where the bands sit, the band and the artist. So that should give you a hint. One has multiple people. One only is one person. So there you go.
If there was any week that deserved noisemakers and sirens and things, it would be this week. It's pretty wild.
Yeah, it is. And then our wild outdoors episode would be lions and tigers and bears. Right?
Sure.
Anyway.
You lost me.
Brian, well, I'll explain it to you during the break. But first, Brian's going to tell you what you'll find if you go to the website where we get the charts.
You should go and check it out. As always, Earshot can be found at earshot-online.com or just plug in Earshot into your favorite search engine. It is Earshot with an exclamation mark at the beginning. It is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, published every single week by the National Campus and Community Radio Association, and the very hard work of so many fine staff and volunteers who produce the National Top 50, from which we play selections from every album falling within the top 20. This week, for the week ending Tuesday, August 23rd, 2016. The top 50 is a combination of usually around 30 or so campus community radio stations' own top 30 charts, and there's also genre-specific charts in there, both for the specific stations and nationally for electronic, hip-hop, jazz, folk roots and blues, and much more. So go and check all that out. There are monthly and yearly countdowns, reviews, interviews, and lots of other things that you can find every single day on that website, which is, again, earshot-online.com.
Yes, that's where it is, right there online.
It's true.
Give it a Google.
Are you there right now on your phone?
I just searched it. I Google searched it to make sure that it was the very first thing that came up. And I'm serious. And as you tell them every week, it is the very first thing
I think we're
that
third.
Comes up on the, you're correct. It's weird because on an iPhone, you get all the other stuff above it. So, but you're right. We are third. Our Facebook page, if you Google Earshot, you'll get Earshot's Facebook page. Facebook.com/Earshot20, our home on Facebook at Earshot20. Our handle on Twitter and Earshot20@gmail.com is our email. You can reach out to us if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist. We'd like to give you some exposure on this show. We will do that for you in the form of an interview, and we'll play something from your latest release. We've got a few of those lined up. I know we've got some in the wings from Trevor at Pigeon Row, so we're going to be chatting with some artists coming up in the next few weeks, definitely in September, with some of those as well. But we were able to get in a couple of the chart toppers this week, which we're really excited about. We've got some great interviews, huh?
Oof.
Dropping hints.
Yeah, no, I'm happy that you mentioned the really great folks at Pigeon Row, because the unsung heroes of this radio program are the awesome PR folk out there who help hook up all the different interviews, and those are people that you don't usually hear from. So pretty much every single artist that we have on the show, we've had to work with them and their schedules and everything, and that is the some of the hardworking folks behind the scenes in the music industry.
So. Maybe I should start a feature where I interview the PR people.
Sure. Well, Trevor's been on the show actually, but not
in capacity. But as a band, as a member of a band. Yeah.
It's true.
All right. Let's do it. Let's get it started because we've got all kinds to talk about. First, we're going to talk about some of the things that have dropped off because it looked actually, you know what? I didn't even look at this before we started, but give me a quick scan and it looks like we have some new stuff.
There's a lot.
Oh, but not what I had. Oh, no, not what I had suggested from last.
There you go.
From last week, I don't think.
I don't quite recall. You wrote it down.
Yeah, no, I don't. Neither of the ones that I suggested made it. Yeah, not this week. Oh, that's strange. That did the Tragically Hip not release a new album?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Oops. Why don't you tell them what fell off the charts and what's popping into the
top 20? Yeah, we have lots of new music that includes 7 new or returning albums within our top 20, including 2 debuts, both of which will be in our first set of music here in just a moment or two. But that means that at least a few albums are dropping off of our list from last week to this week. That includes Adrian Teacher and The Subs, who were at number 11, and they drop off the top 50 completely for this week. The Julie Ruin from 18 to number 25, Weird Lines from 12 to 31, Brave Radar were at number 19 last week, they're at number 36, and Supermoon were at number 13, they still find a home in the charts at number 49.
There you go. Okay, let's start at number 20. Make our way up from there.
All right, we have 3 new to the show, starting off with some great new releases from Bloon Moon Marquee called Gypsy Blues. It's at number 20 last week. At number 25, you're going to hear Runaway Lane. Debuting from Fredericton, it is a new album by Hard Charger called Bad Omens. It's at number 19 again, and you're going to hear a track called Fog Riders. And closing out that set of 3 of 3 new albums, it is Hot Panda. Their latest is called Bad Pop. It's in at number 18 with Same House.
I just have to say, I don't think Hot Panda was in the rundown last week in the lowdown. So no, I think they debuted right into the top 20.
They did.
That's big.
18.
Well, there you go. Blue Moon Marquee is your number 20 this week. Runaway Lane is the song. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Head on railroad line, Lord, I don't mind dying. Sell Earshot 20. Number 19.
Inside, couldn't it happen at a worse time? It's
It's the Earshot 20.
That was a debut at number 18 by Hot Panda from the record Bad Pop. You heard Same House. In the middle there, another debut this week from Hard Charger out of Fredericton, New Brunswick. Their latest is called Bad Omens, and it is at number 19 with Fog Riders. And we kicked it all off this week with a track called Runaway Lane. That one is by Blue Moon Marquee and their latest album, Gypsy Blues.
I gave away a little bit of a spoiler there when we first came on talking about the Tragically Hip, but did you get a chance to take in the concert?
A few minutes, yeah. Yeah. Not the whole thing.
I know it was everywhere. I also found it quite entertaining. This is just fun for the bands, but the bands that were opening, quote, I'm doing quotation marks now, opening for the Tragically Hip in different cities because they were playing it live. But it was quite a feat. And also, because I had presentation training this week, I'm just giving you my whole life story. I also found out because Dan Downs, who is a communications professor here at the university, also was talking to us and said that something like 1/3 of Canadians watched the concert.
Yeah, I think that was a combination of watching and like all of the mediums. So whether it was on radio or online. And
took stuff. In the concert, yeah. I guess I should say. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. 1/3.
There's not a lot that gets that many people of any country all doing something at the same time. So that's something interesting for sure.
Pretty cool. We'll hear more, I guess, about the Tragically Hip in the second hour because of our charts, but we'll save that for the second hour of the program. Coming up on the other side of this set of music, we'll hear from Stephen Karlik. But first, Brian's got your 17 and 16.
Yeah, we have another new album and a return in this set of music. And number 17 up from 27, it is Bats for Lashes. Their latest release is called The Bride. You're going to hear Honeymooning Alone. And then White Lung with Paradise back into the show this week at 16 up from 39. You'll hear I Beg You.
Drive far enough.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 16.
That was I Beg You by White Lung. Their latest album is called Paradise. It's back into our show at number 16, up from 39, and into our program for the first time at 17, up from 27. It was Bats for Lashes from the album The Bride. You heard Honeymooning Alone.
Right, time now for some music news. I know you've all been waiting. You want your fix. Steven is there. Hello, Steven.
Got fixes for all.
Fixes for all.
Tell me and what you need.
It's a good type of fix too, right? It's a it's all kinds of good.
All kinds of quality stuff, man.
Oh, the best on the market. All from Toronto too.
Mean streets of Toronto.
Feel like we're on track to get arrested. That's great.
Yep.
But great music news that we have lined up this week, and we're going to kick it all off with news for Frank Ocean fans.
Yes, indeed. A lot of stuff to update you about in the past week about Frank Ocean. We were all, of course, waiting for an album from the R&B singer titled Boys Don't Cry. While that didn't exactly materialize, what we did get was late last week, Frank Ocean came out with a visual album titled Endless that you could stream courtesy of Apple Music. With that news came some hints that in the next few days, Frank Ocean would be dropping the long-awaited album, and that the visual album titled Endless was not indeed the album that he'd been teasing for the past year or so. Late on the afternoon of Saturday, August 20th, we were treated to a new Frank Ocean album titled Blonde, no longer titled Boys Don't Cry. It, of course, came with a track titled Nikes, which was, of course, complemented by a video. But the album itself was 17 new songs featuring guests such as Beyoncé, James Blake, and a whole host of others. You can, of course, hear that album at Apple Music and in a bunch of other places. I believe it's just streaming for now. A photo is circulating of a list of contributors to the album, which features both people that Frank Ocean has borrowed something from or that he's been inspired by. It also features a number of people who actually contributed to the album and appear on it. That list is crazy long, but it does feature Andre 3000 from Outkast, Amber Kaufman from Dirty Projectors, Arca, James Blake, Jamie XX, Kanye West, Kendrick Lamar, Young Lean, and many, many others, including those who he was inspired by, like Johnny Greenwood, David Bowie, The Beatles, Elliott Smith, all of whom are referenced on the album if you give a close listen to it. There's a lot on it. It's a very deep album. You should check it out when you get a chance.
Definitely want to have a listen to this because it sounds like it would be great. And but within the mix of the good, there seems to be a bit of tension there as well. It seems Frank Ocean has kind of severed ties with his label.
Yeah, so in the wake of the release of the album, a bunch of news coming out, not just about the making of the album, but about the sort of legal ties as well. We had only just reported that Universal Canada and Universal in the U.S. may be doing away with streaming exclusives, and even just that same day, it was reported that it wouldn't have future impact on any of Frank Ocean's future releases. It was reported that Ocean is actually no longer signed to Universal imprint Def Jam, and that his newly delivered Blonde was in fact self-released, making an independent album. Apparently, Ocean effectively ended his deal with Universal and Def Jam with the visual album Endless, and an unnamed source told Pitchfork that Endless, quote, fulfills Frank's obligations to Def Jam and Universal. If you look at the credits for Blonde on iTunes, that does seem to be the case, as the album's label is simply listed as Boys Don't Cry rather than Universal or Def Jam. Boys Don't Cry was, of course, the name that was supposed to be attached to the album. Instead, it's the name of a new zine that came out to complement the new album. That zine was handed out for free at pop-up shops in New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, and London, beginning on Saturday, August 20th. And while some scumbags are selling their copies for well over $1,000 on eBay, there are also a lot of goodies that were gleaned from that magazine. One of them is a CDR version of the album, which has a slightly different version of opening track Nikes. That's also where the list of Blonde collaborators and contributors was seen. That, of course, featured The Beatles, Beyonce, David Bowie, Andre 3000, and many, many more. It also featured, within the pages of that zine, a poem by Kanye West about McDonald's. It is something else. You can see the whole transcript of that poem at exclaim.ca, as well as there's now a video of rapper Joey Badass on Hot 97 rapping the McDonald's Man poem, and McDonald's has also responded in kind. So tons, all in the wake of Frank Ocean's two new albums, I suppose. You can read more about them, as well as a review of Blonde at exclaim.ca.
It's a whole lot to have happen in a short period of time. For us who might not, and I'll be the first to say, I don't fully understand when things like this happen. Was it I don't know what the word I'm looking for here. Was it a bad departure or amicable terms between him and his label?
I don't know about that. That, I think, is sort of one of those things where I don't know if it's like, it wouldn't be that any one person or people at Universal did anything wrong. I think a lot of artists are just seeking the kind of freedom that you can't get when you're attached to a major label like Universal. So I don't know if there's any bad blood necessarily there, but legally, obviously, something like Endless would fulfill a contract like that. You do see that with artists. When they're in a 3 or 4 or 5 album contract, they will release something sometimes as a way of getting themselves out of that, even if the album is not the one that they promised or the one they've been working on or whatever. But it has been a huge week for Frank Ocean. Lots to absorb from that album. More than 30 new tracks between the two albums, so
There you go. And I'm hungry now reading this McDonald's Man poem, so I'm going to go get something to eat while you talk about this. We'll flip it over to the next news story, and that is what's going to round it out for this hour. New stuff from George Clinton.
Yes, indeed. For those who don't know, George Clinton is, of course, the mastermind behind incredibly influential bands such as Parliament and Funkadelic. And now we've got news that George Clinton will be releasing a new album through Brainfeeder Records, which is, of course, the imprint run by Flying Lotus. The news was broken on August 23rd through Twitter, with Brainfeeder hinting that further details will be announced soon about an album. Flying Lotus also confirmed Clinton's involvement with the label by saying, "So dope, the legend George Clinton will be joining the Brainfeeder family." This, of course, wasn't the first time that Clinton has been involved with Brainfeeder. Last year, he was featured on Adult Swim's single The Lavishments of Light Looking from the band Woke, a group made up of Flying Lotus, Thundercat, and Shabazz Palaces. Clinton first met Flying Lotus through working with Kendrick Lamar on the MC's revered 2015 record To Pimp a Butterfly. He was, of course, featured on the opening track of that record. You can hear the single from Woke, as well as read more about the forthcoming release at Exclaim.ca.
It sounds like, I don't know, it just sounds like it's going to be incredible. Some great stuff from George Clinton in the past, so this is probably poised to be another goodie.
Yeah, it's one of those cool things where a past legend who influenced, you know, today's future legends comes back and gets sort of their cosign. They work together, they make something creative, and, you know, it's good for both parties. One of them gets to work with a hero, and the other one gets to, you know, engage in a new kind of music, a new audience of people appreciating their work, so cool stuff.
Very cool. All right, we'll get back to the charts, and Stephen, we will catch up with you in the second hour of the program. Right now, Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
You're going to hear from Holy F from the record. Congrats, up two spots to 15. Here is Tom Tom.
Earshot 20. Number 14.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was a track from Blood Orange, who are back in the show with his latest release, Freetown Sound, at number 14, up from 23 with Hands Up. And before that, Tom Tom by Holy F from their latest release, Congrats, at number 15, up two spots this week from 17.
Great song and a comfy pair of shoes. I've actually never worn a pair of Tom Toms.
Or a drum.
Oh, yeah.
Probably what they're referring to.
Toms. But I didn't think they were called Tom Toms. Are they called Tom Toms or just Toms?
Now you're stretching my
your knowledge of music and musical instruments. Anyway, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Earshot 20. We are counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. You can see the full list on the website, so check it out. Earshot-online.com. Check us out too on Facebook, Twitter, and you can email us earshot20@gmail.com. I think it's very sad that now we've gone 2 weeks without having Anna back on the show. She needs to come back. I feel like she added something. I actually had a chance. You mentioned that you went back and listened to the episode. I then did go back and listen to the episode after that, and it was entertaining.
We could just fake it.
It added something.
Fake it every week.
No, I don't think you can fake those
sounds. Oh, look, Anna showed up.
No, you're not. That's not good.
Ah.
That's not the... It was like... But
oh,
I
that's
can't
terrible.
Even do it. Yeah,
that exactly. Sounds like your Michael Jackson impression.
Oh, God. Listen, don't make fun of Michael Jackson.
I wasn't.
Anyway, so you were right. Tom Tom is the drum. So I was wrong. Prove me wrong yet again.
Pretty sure that song's not named after shoes. A shoe company.
Well, it's not a shoe company. It's a brand. Well, okay, it's a brand of shoe, but I'm going to find out. You tell me what's coming up next. I'm going to go look.
No, we're not talking about shoes anymore. I don't know how it even happened. Coming up next in this set of tunes at number 13, up two spots from 15, it is Pup, The Dream Is Over. And you're going to hear a track called Can't Win. Then at number 12 and 11, respectively, you'll hear from DJ Shadow and River Tibber.
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 12.
Mumbo. Together. Mumbo. Together. Mumbo. Slow. Remember, the rhythm is mumbo. Together. Mumbo. Together. Mumbo. Slow. Remember, the rhythm is ready, mumbo, together, mumbo, together, mumbo, slow, remember, the rhythm is mumbo, quick, slow, quick, quick, slow. Mumbo. Mumbo. Ready? Remember, your feet will be together. Quick, quick, slow. And.
Earshot 20. Number 11.
Yeah.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Acid Test by River Tibber from the record Indigo, down from number 4 to number 11. Down from 5 to 12, DJ Shadow, The Mountain Will Fall, and a track from that album called Mambo. And we kicked off that set of three, the final set of our first hour of the show, with number 13 up from number 15, Pup, The Dream Is Over, with a track called Can't Win.
There you go. First 10 of the top 20 complete. And let me tell you, that is just the beginning, because we have a great big hour lined up in the second hour.
It's not really the beginning, though.
Well, it's the beginning of a two-hour program. It's the end of the first hour before the beginning of the second hour.
Midway point.
Okay. Are you really? Are you going to split hairs on this?
Yeah, and I'm just picking on you.
Yeah. If you're just tuning in, it is Earshot 20 featuring Brian Cleveland, because I'm about to leave. And I'm Anthony.
The episode that never aired, number 207, the lost episode.
And we get the charts, of course, at earshot-online.com. This program is broadcast from local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station, every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. That's also where we record out of, before we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners, which we thank very much for airing this program. And we thank our friends at the NCRA for making it possible for us to do the program and upload it and share it. I mean, they're the reason we exist.
We bow to them.
Yes, thank you very much. Also, thank you to you if you are downloading the program from radioforall.net, or if you're podcasting the show through iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, hope you enjoyed the first hour, and stick around, because as I said, we've got the top 10. Steven's back, Brian's got the lowdown, and interviews with two of our artists sitting in the top 10 as well.
And our weekly dance contest.
That's not happening.
It is happening.
Don't miss it. We'll be back after this.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.